Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3, the game. Moving along. Busy day. So much to get to. I hope everybody's staying safe out there. Brady, very excited about our next guest. She's the number one ranked competitive eater on the women's side. She's getting ready for the quarantine eating challenge. It's Mickey Sudo. How you doing, Mickey?
I'm great. I'm super excited for tomorrow and happy to be here.
All right. Well, first of all, let's back up a little bit. How does one get started in competitive eating, and how long have you been doing it?
Everybody has their own quirky story. To be honest, I think I've always had a larger appetite, but it wasn't until I did a restaurant challenge. It was like a man versus food type thing. They were offering $1,500 if you could finish 12 pounds of Vietnamese noodle soup. some of my friends had gotten it and tried and failed, but they came close. So I think, you know, I thought to myself, I can do that. And I did. I became the first person and the only person to date to collect that jackpot. But the thing is, they put me on a billboard right off the Las Vegas Strip, so I got a whole lot of attention after that. Wow. People asking me to come in and try their challenges, and it kind of spiraled into take on a life of its own. Here I am.
I love Man vs. Food, so the fact that you say that gets me all kinds of more questions on this, so I watch that show all the time. Are you more of somebody who likes the challenges of quantity or of spice and temperature?
Oh, I think quantity for sure. I don't know. Yeah, you know what? I think restaurant challenges are fun. That's where you know go into an establishment and take on like a large menu item that they have. Those are fun, but I really like competing head to head against the best in the world. The adrenaline of competing live against other competitors. There's really nothing like that. So, you know, under quarantine, we can't do restaurant challenges to begin with. But I'm just really happy that they're able to bring back live head-to-head bracket-style tournaments.
Yeah,
so this is like a dream come true.
You're doing the quarantine eating challenge, which debuts tomorrow on YouTube. The preliminary rounds, 2 pounds of sliced bologna. I have to assume.
I do that all the time.
I have to assume, is this a time challenge? You're trying to not only finish it, but finish it in a certain time?
Yeah, it's the qualifying seed round. So from what I understand, they're not cutting anybody from the field, but based on your time, it's going to determine where you are in the whole bracket arrangement. So it's really hard to strategize. You know, your placement's going to, from what I understand, determine who you're going to be going to head to head in the following rounds. But you know what I mean? Like, again, I'm not going to have, you know, a Joey Chestnut right next to me. I'm not going to have Michelle Lesko to pace me myself. Like, I don't know how fast everybody's going to be eating these things. So I'm just going to have to go with what I think is my best and, see where the chips fall.
Will you lie on your time? Are you timing yourself?
it's all done in one continuous take. So I'm going to get the rules, I guess, pretty early tomorrow. I'm going to have a window of time to submit that uncut footage. And then the producers are going to, I guess, line them up so that they're all shown side by side. But yeah, I mean, they have a whole bunch of checks and balances in play. We need to have a timer in frame. I have to be in frame at all times. The food can never leave the frame. And to be honest, I expect 2 pounds of bologna. That's going to go by, you know, I don't want to speculate because I know there's some real bets going on right now, but that's going to be a lot quicker than people think. I don't think you could really trick the camera if you wanted to.
Wow.
2 pounds of bologna is going to go down in a flash.
Well, so. Mickey, I see on Sunday the other quarterfinals is 48 Oreos and a half gallon of whole milk. I put that down for breakfast. Seriously, I could put down 48. How long do you get for that one? Do you not know the time on that one yet? Because that doesn't seem too tough to me now.
Yeah, no, none of these are, given minutes or hours, all of us, we're like some of the best in the world. Like, if we can't finish a pack of Oreos and half a gallon of milk, that's a different issue. But I think each one of these is going to, the later rounds are going to test capacity a little bit more. So if I make it through to round three and round four, I think it's a gallon and a half of baked beans, and the last one is 10 individual cups of instant ramen noodles. So those are going to test your capacity a little bit more, but a lot of these are going to come down to, I wouldn't be surprised if they were photo finishes.
Wow.
Because I think the results are going to come down to fractions of a second. So, yeah, so it's not so much the quantity. It's impressive, but I think it's just a whole different type of competition, I guess. Yeah. They're really anybody's game.
How often do you get some knucklehead like Arnie who tells you, I can do that, I do that, I do that? When you tell someone what you do for a living, how often do they say, oh, I could do that?
Yeah, everybody either can or has a friend who can,
yes.
Right?
So,
I mean, and that's great. You know, I guess sometimes it's a little bit harder than it looks, but you never know. I was that person who just said, I think I could eat 12 pounds of Vietnamese noodle soup, and I did. So some people just have it in them and never really thought to test their abilities. So I don't know, to people who say that, I'd say, you know, go to MajorLeagueEating.com, throw your hat in the ring, and, you know, maybe I've got some competition on my hands and I didn't even know it.
I pulled up YouTube or Wikipedia, and I'm looking at all the different things that you competed in. What is your favorite food to compete in, and what's your fastest food that you do?
Oh, I don't know if I have. I mean, there are foods that I just love to eat. There are foods that I prefer in competition just because of the technique. There are foods that I like to eat in competition just because of the sponsor and where the event's held. So I don't know. But I think one of the records that I'm most proud of, or proud is a weird term, but I did like just over 2 gallons of ice cream in 6 minutes. So
wow.
That was a world record. And that number, you could give somebody all day, and they probably couldn't get 2 gallons of ice cream down. So it's a business.
I did that last night.
Like, oh, stop.
Nor would they want to, or should they, right?
Mickey,
so that's probably my favorite record.
Wow.
Mickey Sudo, competitive eater, number one ranked on the women's side, joining us, getting ready for the Quarantine Eating Challenge, which kicks off on YouTube, on Major League Eating's YouTube channel. Round one is tomorrow night. She's here with us on the huddle. If a friend has you over for dinner, how much food do they need to make? Like, can you eat under regular human portion controls?
Yeah, I mean, anybody who's a friend of mine is going to know that I've got an appetite to throw down. But no, that's probably also kind of one of the bigger misconceptions about competitive eaters. You know, we do have the discipline to eat normal meals. You know, for me personally, and I can't speak for everyone, but I have to really plan out my meals and my diet from week to week at the height of competition season. Just so that I don't, you know, my weight doesn't get way out of control. But yeah, as far as eating regular meals, you know, at Thanksgiving, I'm going to take a plate like everyone else. And if, you know, if I'm offered seconds or thirds, I'm only going to refuse so many times before I just give in and say, hey, yeah, sure, I'll have another cut of turkey. Why not? That was delicious. But yeah.
I was going to ask you, how do you feel after the competition, any of these, how are you? I mean, do you feel awful? Do you just say, I want to go home and sleep? How do you feel after?
It's weird how when the adrenaline takes over, any sort of physical discomfort can really be put on the back burner in your mind. Like, after eating ice cream, I knew I was freezing cold after ingesting that much ice cream. But yeah, it's not until the adrenaline wears off that you realize, okay, now the sodium's hitting me, or I'm really uncomfortably full, or yeah. So after the adrenaline wears off, just general, and feel generally lethargic. I might feel kind of gross and sticky. like I just kind of want to shower off and clean up. But yeah, within a couple hours, I'm usually ready to bounce back and get somewhat, back to normal.
Wow.
If you were not a competitive eater, what would you be? Do you have like a secret degree in microbiology or something?
A chef or something?
That'd be amazing. No, I went to school for international business with a concentration in finance. I don't know, but I you know, waited tables and worked in the restaurant industry to put myself through school. So I'd probably be somewhere in hospitality management, restaurant management. I do like food. I like interacting with people. I like staying on my feet. So I don't imagine that I would have had, 9 hours at a desk type job. But I don't know. Once competitive eater is presented as an option, it's kind of hard to weigh the other one. So yeah, it's not a forever thing, but for now I'm having a great time. I'm not slowing down anytime soon.
When you go out to eat, if you go to a buffet, do they say, we know you, don't come in here? You're not allowed?
Oh,
we don't want you?
The thing is, until recently, I actually lived in Las Vegas. So I had my favorite local casino buffets. And they knew me. They've got, you know, their overheads covered by the whole casino resort establishment. I wasn't breaking their banks. But yeah, the managers, some of the waitstaff would come over and poke fun at me. And they'd just bring me like an 8 glass of Diet Coke, no ice, without even thinking to ask or offer it. It's like, yeah, we know you're probably going to drink 10 of these, so here's another one.
You know,
but yeah, nobody's ever made me feel unwelcome.
On a serious note, you know, everybody who is in the similar age range, and I'm 30, so everyone who's around my age range knows Kobayashi, knows Joey Chestnut.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really hear of women doing competitive eating. Was it difficult for you to get in as a woman early on?
No. I think before I won Nathan's, there was a lady by the name of Sonia Thomas, the Black Widow.
I was going to say that.
Pretty dominant among both men and women. Of course, all of our events, aside from Nathan's, aside from the 4th of July hot dog eating contest, men and women compete together. And she definitely held her own, and she holds multiple world records. But just in recent years, I think all the numbers have gone up. It's gotten a lot more competitive on both the men and the women's side. So I think, you know, the barriers to entry, I'd say, are pretty much the same. A good eater is a good eater. So, you know, nobody said that because I was a girl I couldn't do this. If anything, I was probably encouraged more than anything else. But yeah, it was just a matter of proving what you can do. And I guess the hardest part for me was doing my first head-to-head competition. This is before I went with Major League Eating, but I did a rib eating contest, and I was so nervous because I was painfully aware that people were going to be taking pictures of me with barbecue sauce all over my face. And I'm just like, I can't do this. I don't belong here. I'm competing against 30 guys, you know, a lot of whom are twice my size. Like, everybody's going to laugh me off stage. But when I won that event, I just felt like, you know what, I pushed the boundaries of my own comfort zone. I won. I'm walking home with a check. Who's laughing now? Let's do more of these. So it was a huge confidence booster, and another competitor.
She's Mickey Sudo, the number one ranked competitive eater on the women's side. You can check her out on the Quarantine Eating Challenge. It airs on Friday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Check it out on YouTube. Mickey, thank you so much for stopping by. Best of luck.
Yes.
We'll have to do it again.
And to anybody who wants to, bet, just visit betonline.ag. Also, in addition to the $11,500 purse, Major League Eating and Bet Online are putting together $10,000 to donate to Feeding America to really benefit the vulnerable communities who need it the most right now. So it's also an honor to be part of that sort of effort, too.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Thank you very much, Mickey. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.